Laser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together right there on Thomas Beck Road. ConfluenceBrewing.com. New Pam Anderson project to tell you about. But first, it's a holiday.
Heck yeah, it is.
Now, see if you can guess what holiday it is. Wicket, how do you like to enjoy this holiday? Describe it by the color of what's in your hands.
Well, it's yellow.
Okay.
It's about 6 inches long.
All right.
And you open it up, and then you put it in your
mouth.
There's
a wrapper on it.
Yeah, you put it in your mouth. Then.
Nature's wrapper.
Right, yes. Along with it being White Claw Wednesday, what is the holiday?
It's Banana Day.
Banana Day!
I love fruit because it comes with its own wrapper. That's the beauty of fruit.
I eat a banana every day. Sometimes two.
But how do you like your bananas? This is always a big debate because I am a yellow with a few brown dots person. I like it ripe, but not like banana bread ripe. Okay, I'm not the total brown banana.
Those people are psychos.
I don't like any green on my banana.
You know, Kira, who does our first impressions, the big Death Clock fan we had in yesterday, green banana fan.
Oh.
Grosses me out.
That's hard for me too.
One of my First World Friday problems a while back was that the Instacart people brought the bananas and they're too green. So you got to take that plastic thing off, and they have to sit outside or sit in your fruit basket for an extra 2 days. You can't even eat them. If you're an Instacart or a whatever driver, you go shopping. Maybe you're the people at Hy-Vee that do the shopping, or Aldi that do the shopping, or whatever. Nobody wants your dark green bananas. Well, all right, shop for yellow bananas with maybe a little green in the stem, you know, the part where they all bunch together. Well, nobody wants dark green bananas.
And that is not an opinion, that's a fact.
Thank
according
you.
To YouGov, 5% of Americans like the green bananas.
I so speak fact.
Kira is part of the 5%. 47% prefer them when there is a little green on them. So the majority likes a little green, like right at the stem.
Right, like it's like a steak. Like I like it pink. Maybe just a touch red, but not. I don't want it bloody red. I don't want it well done.
A second place choice is solid yellow. No green, no brown.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And
yeah.
I am also in the minority where a dash of brown spots.
It's not the end of the world.
Only 11% of people prefer them that way. That is my preferred way.
My kids won't eat them that way.
Does elongate their counter life. They're not on a shelf for me, so they're. Do you use a banana hook? I don't.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have the basket has a hook, and then in the basket are apples and oranges and the pineapple that we usually have.
A basket or a hammock feels like too much. Too much on the counter.
There's a lot that's too much.
Mine
at my
go
house.
In the
so
fridge. Everything goes in the
bananas
fridge.
Bananas in the fridge?
Yes.
Oh,
all the fruit.
Cat, what is wrong with you?
I don't want stuff on the counter that doesn't belong on the counter.
Also, by the way, it's Cheese Ball Day and Ford Mustang Day.
Oh.
I should tell my mother-in-law to drop the Ford Mustang off at my house forever.
A travesty in West Des Moines. There was an award given to someone other than Wicket, who is not only a West Des Moines resident, but an emerging citizen.
I don't feel good about this. This story angered me when I saw it.
You emerge from your home every day
yes.
at 4:30 a.m. and come here. So, I mean, check that box.
If anybody knows any of the people in the West Des Moines Chamber of Commerce, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? For the 79th consecutive year, the city of West Des Moines, didn't know it was that old, city of West Des Moines has announced the annual West Des Moines Citizen and Emerging Citizen of the Year. One of them goes to Al Womble. I don't know who Al is, but he's somebody deep inside the Democratic Party over
what?
There in West Des Moines, some kind of politician. The other citizen, award-winning citizen from West Des Moines.
And it's not Wicket.
And it's not me. It's Caitlin Clark. I mean, I guess she had a better year than I did, right?
I mean, that's a year where you can give out two, for sure. I mean, if Caitlin is in the mix, then you give it to a normie as well, like Al.
The celebration is going on at Valor Ballroom next month.
We should go, Wicket.
It's $100 to get in.
We could get a table of 8 for 1,000. We know 7 other people.
So what I want to do is walk around and talk to the judges. Tina Haddon, Renee, Catherine. There's a one of the judges' names is Britton, and it's spelled the exact same way as my daughter, which is a weird way to spell it, and I still didn't win. Paul and Russ, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? I wake up every day and help entertain the masses of not just West Des Moines, but all of Central Iowa. I'm almost 50% of this show, all right? And then I take care of my children, who are students. They go to Hope, and they go to Westridge, all right? They are the future of West Des Moines. I'm raising future Valley Tigers here. And what do I got to do, Heather? What is it? Every day I wake up, and I'm not an emerging citizen or citizen of the year from West Des Moines. What do I got to do?
Does that make you a sedimentary citizen? What's the opposite of emerging citizen?
I don't know, but the West Des Moines Chamber of Commerce needs to look in my direction, all right?
Well, you know what would be really funny? What would be really funny, Wicked?
What?
If one day in the future, I was awarded the West Des Moines Emerging Citizen Award before you were, and I don't live in what... I'm in Valley Junction a lot.
I mean, in theory,
I love Valley Junction.
In theory, my neighbors, Alex and Stephanie, who are both teachers. Now, they teach in Waukee, but there's a lot of shared district stuff going on between West Des Moines and Waukee. Like, they're actually teaching youth. Like, they're actually educators, and I'm a DJ. But where is my award?
We send messages to the children.
Thank you. Yes. We're raising future Hellraisers on this program.
Every Tuesday, we give you fun, edifying facts. So... I'm with you on this, Wicket. I just think it would be funny.
It would not be funny.
If I was chosen before you as someone who doesn't even live there.
All right. So if anybody knows any of those people, Tina or Renee or Catherine or Britton, the name is actually spelled the way my daughter spells it, not like the country. And then Paul and Russ. These are the people who are the judges. This is the panel for the citizen and emerging citizen of the year. What do I got? Do I have to hand out business cards? Wicket 2025?
No.
Is that what I got to do?
That kills trees. We'll come up with a campaign for you. That doesn't sound very emerging.
Billboard. We'll do it on Mill Civic. We'll find a billboard at Mill Civic somewhere over there.
I love a billboard.
I know.
I love a billboard.
I'll put up a big sign at 60th and Mill Civic, the heart of West Des Moines.
I think step one as your
commerce
self-appointed campaign manager. I think step one is to go to their 100-year celebration.
Yeah, and pick it.
Pick it like Wicket?
Pick it out front. Be like, big signs of me, big fat heads of me.
Pick it for Wicket.
Yes, Wicket pickets.
All right, there's a new Naked Gun movie coming out, and it's starring one of our favorite people. See if you can guess who it is. Let's remind you what the Naked Gun is famous for.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
Whatever scum did this, not one man on this force will rest for 1 minute until he's behind bars. Now let's grab a bite to eat.
He's a good cop who's having a bad day. His best friend...
Whoa! Everyone should have a friend like you.
...is in a coma.
Oh, a permanent coma.
Well, yeah, it's Nordberg. So, I love the Naked Gun movies. It was one and then 2.5, and then the third one was called 33 and a Third. Pam Anderson is going to be playing the role that was done by Priscilla Presley, and then it was opposite Leslie Nielsen. It's actually going to be Liam Neeson.
Ooh.
Playing that role this year, or this time when the movie comes out next year. Who's playing the Nordberg role that was so famous and well done by now dead O.J. Simpson? That's my question. Who is playing, like, would you want O.J.'s role as Nordberg?
Maybe they should get another fallen from grace actor. Maybe that's for Charlie Sheen. If he's resting and taking it easy, he could lay there in a coma.
Somebody's going to get upset because OJ, black, Johnny Depp, white. Somebody will be upset. It's got to be like, would you, if you're like Michael B. Jordan, would you want that job? Would you want that role?
I didn't see the movie, so
okay.
I didn't know if there was a reason.
Well, I mean, it was just OJ Simpson. He was the biggest star in the world, or one of the biggest stars. He'd come out, there was a TV show he had just done. I can't even remember the name of it, but he... It was Nordberg. Like, that's my generation, how we knew him. But yeah, Pam Anderson, Liam Neeson in the Naked Gun remake. The director is Akiva Schaffer, who last directed Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Oh, cute.
The movie.
Well, I mean, Liam Neeson said, quote, "It's a good script." So,
what's he going to say?
I have high hopes. I mean, I feel like Liam Neeson's a legitimate actor. So if you add a legitimate actor to a reboot like this, and I love Pamela Anderson love enough yeah. to embody her for Halloween, not last year, year before.
Yeah.
I am very excited about this.
We've got to go see. Did you see Pam and Tommy yet? That Hulu series?
I didn't like that. It was too much about Tommy. I am more of a Pam fan. What I am bummed out that I missed is Pamela Anderson played Roxy Hart in Chicago on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And that would have been kind of a bucket list thing. Because I know you're the musical guy, but I'm a fan of that particular musical. The soundtrack was really excellent.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. No doubt about that. So,
so Pam Anderson, Naked Gun reboot. I don't see a date. Do you see a date yet, Wicket?
July 18th, 2025.
Oh, okay. A little over a year.
A little over a year from now, the new Naked Gun movie comes out. Because we can't come up with new ideas. We have to just reboot stuff from the 80s.
That's okay.
I'm fine with it.
It's worth bringing it back.
I mean, I hope it's good.
Morning Brew is brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com.